All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this. Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com sports podcast. Today we're talking about the SEC Cupcake Saturday. Yes, with just two games left in the regular season for most of the college football teams, you would think that most teams will be finishing the season with a few of their biggest games of the year. For the Big Ten Conference, November represents the time when we finally get to see Ohio State, Michigan and Michigan State, and other contenders finally duke it out for a spot in the college football playoffs next month. In the Big 12 Conference, 10-1 Oklahoma went down last week to Baylor and now faces a wild three-team slugfest with rival Oklahoma State and Baylor nipping on their heels heading toward the Big 12 Championship. Out west, the Pac-12's 9-1 Oregon Ducks visit closest rival Utah this weekend with a chance to solidify their spot in the college football playoffs. Meanwhile, the rough-and-tumble Southeastern Conference will showcase six of the league's 14 teams this Saturday in what might better be described as the SEC's November Cupcake and Bake Sale. Home team fans of Georgia, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and LSU will witness Saturday football games against teams whose primary mission will be to play a competitive football game, collect a very large paycheck, and then quietly leave town hoping that all of the team's players are not seriously injured during the contest. Georgia, who's 10-0, starts the Saturday bake sale of the SEC by hosting FBS team Charleston Southern, who is 4-5. Then Kentucky at 7-3 will take on 1-9 New Mexico State. Texas A&M at 7-3 will play nearby FBS opponent Prairie View A&M. At least they sport a solid 7-2 record coming into Saturday. Mississippi State at 6-4 will play host to FBS member Tennessee State, who is 5-5. The University of Tennessee at 5-5 will play Sunbelt foe South Alabama. And the Fighting Tigers of LSU conclude Cupcake Saturday with an 8 p.m. nationally televised contest on ESPN2 against UL Monroe's Warhawks, who are 4-6 coming in. Now, this isn't a knock on any of the six teams hitting the road to play football Saturday. Nobody knows whether or not one or more of these teams might spring an upset this weekend. The Florida Gators certainly learned a hard lesson last week after FBS member Samford, out of Birmingham, Alabama, came into Gainesville and scored a record 42 points in the first half, despite losing the game to Florida in the end, 70-52. It's safe to say that last week's game at Florida will serve as a wake-up call for all of these host teams in this week's slate of SEC Cupcake games. Now, each of the visiting college football teams has an athletics department which will benefit greatly from this extra revenue of these road games to help keep their programs afloat. In most cases, the teams will receive somewhere in the ballpark of $1 million on Saturday for their trouble.
Excellent.
The players on these teams also get their chance to play a football game against a big-name football opponent in a large football stadium with a big crowd which is much larger than they will draw at home. And once the games end, they'll head back home with the largest paycheck of the season for their trouble. I think we should award a special "What the heck were you thinking?" commendation to New Mexico State. The Aggies scheduled back-to-back road games against the SEC powers Alabama last week, a 59-3 loss, and 7-3 Kentucky on Saturday. Now, New Mexico State is considered an independent this year and has to go on the road for 7 of their 12 games in 2021. That's really tough on their players. Meanwhile, Georgia's overpowering defense has spearheaded a record season in which the Bulldogs clinched the SEC divisional title in the East earlier than any team since Auburn in 2004 and Alabama in 1993. The biggest interest in Georgia games this year has been to see if any opponent will be able to score 20 points against their defense, and we're still waiting. The 10-0 Georgia Bulldogs have blasted their SEC East rivals and now round out the regular season with a couple of non-conference games. The Dogs played two non-conference games to start the year, Clemson and UAB, and then played eight consecutive SEC opponents. They'll now finish out the regular slate of games for the season against FCS opponent Charleston Southern on Saturday and then longtime rival Georgia Tech of the ACC the next week. Though 7-3 Arkansas will visit 9-1 Alabama in the CBS Saturday afternoon feature television game, most of the remaining SEC football games this weekend are not exactly attractive for TV and fans. So why does the Southeastern Conference allow their football teams to schedule such easy games coming down the home stretch of the football season? In the past, most non-conference football games were played in early September as a tune-up, with perhaps one or two other games mixed in during October to provide for homecoming festivities. Once the regular season began to stretch, though, from 10 games to 11 to 12 regular season games, those extra games created more chances for small teams to come into a big arena and attempt to slay the home team giants. I find it a bit puzzling why a powerful football conference like the Southeastern Conference is willing to allow other major conferences to dominate the network television landscape during most of the month of November. Perhaps the answer coming from the league's office in Birmingham to me should be, because we dominate the network television landscape at the close of every season in January. Based on the results, the Southeastern Conference has certainly figured out their magic formula for success. Beginning in 2006, the SEC has won the national championship in college football 11 times in the last 15 seasons. That's a 73% winning percentage and confirms that they absolutely know a lot more about this than I do. While the Big Ten still schedules most of their toughest conference games during the final weeks of the regular season, the SEC's top teams are still mixing in games against non-conference foes down the stretch run. Perhaps the SEC has realized that their players are getting worn down during the long 12-game regular season schedule, which currently features 8 conference games. As usual, we can point the finger at television money as being the big reason why college football expanded to a 12-game regular season schedule. And of course, we would be correct. Yeah! Yeah! SEC football teams and their loyal fans, having their teams play a November Cupcake Saturday game is the formula to cook up yet another national champion once this football season ends in early January. With Georgia currently sporting a perfect 10-0 record and ranked number 1, those red and black cupcakes are on their way to becoming this season's biggest seller. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.